what is it that the Assistant Immigration Minister has asked you?
So the Assistant Immigration Minister has asked me to provide reasons why he shouldn't revoke my power to officiate at citizenship ceremonies. He's done this because of some comments I made at a citizenship ceremony in October where I raised concerns about how bureaucratic Australia's immigration process is and how difficult it is for people to bring elderly relatives into the country on permanent visas. Mm-hmm. Now, I found it quite interesting that he straight away jumped to threatening to remove my power to officiate rather than simply sending a polite letter and saying, hey, this is a problem, let's have a chat about it. But he also raised concerns about my acknowledgement of country. During my speech, I acknowledged that Australia was stolen land and the country has a history of genocide. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not uncontroversial. I think most people would agree that that's the facts, that's what happened. So to suggest that my comments were so objectionable or controversial that I shouldn't have said them in that context, I think is deeply problematic. And it shows that the federal government is in denial about Australia's racist history and about the ongoing difficulties of our immigration system, which I think are also motivated in part by racism.
So a lot of migrants would have contacted you, and did they report difficulties with issues such as getting visas for their parents or getting the citizenship, etc.?
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of migrants, particularly from Asian and African countries, who experience a great deal of difficulty getting permanent residency, getting citizenship, and also bringing family members over. And it seems that the government has different standards and different sets of rules for people from different countries. Obviously, the new proposals for English language tests directly discriminate against people from non-English speaking backgrounds. And I think really what we're seeing here is the government pandering to racists and xenophobic people. So there's still this underlying fear of migrants who aren't white Australian. Mm-hmm. And the government has responded by making it more difficult for people from non-Anglo countries to come into Australia. And I think that's deeply problematic. And I think we need to talk about that more. Too often people seem to silence these conversations or say, oh, don't talk about racism, it's not a big issue. Mm-hmm. But when you look at Australia's immigration system and you compare it to other similar countries like Canada or New Zealand, it's quite obvious that Australia's system is far more bureaucratic and far more expensive and far more difficult to navigate than other countries in a similar position. So it's a particular problem with Australia where migrants from Indian backgrounds, subcontinental backgrounds, East Asian backgrounds, sub-Saharan African backgrounds have a great deal of trouble getting into the country and being accepted as citizens. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the family reunion stuff, we need to recognize that elderly relatives need to be with their children, and that if a country like Australia is reaping the benefits of young migrant workers who they work hard here, they pay their taxes, it's their parents who raise them, and those elderly parents need to be cared for. So it's a bit hypocritical of Australia to say, oh, we want these young migrant workers, we want these doctors and engineers to come here, they've been trained up overseas, but we're going to use their skills here. We want all the benefits of those migrant workers, but we don't want the so-called burden of their elderly parents, which is an utter nonsense. And it also ignores the importance of families being together and preserving culture over the different generations, and of elderly parents being able to get involved in their children and their grandchildren's lives. So the government, I think, is reacting far too harshly towards migrant families.
Yeah. And, but do you concede that you did use that occasion for making a political speech?
So the majority of my speech wasn't particularly controversial. Most of my speech was focused on congratulating the new citizens, mm-hmm. and welcoming them to Australia. The mm-hmm. comments about the bureaucracy of the Immigration Department were sort of just throwaway comments towards the end of the speech. They weren't the main substance of it. But I also think it's important to recognise that citizenship ceremonies are inherently political. They mm-hmm. are a nationalist ceremony that's about swearing your allegiance to a particular country. And I think it's okay to speak honestly about Australia in such circumstances. It doesn't just have to be all glowing praise. If there are problems in Australia, we need to talk about them.
And have you already responded to the Assistant Immigration Minister's communique, or are you going to do that?
Yeah, I've written a fairly firm letter in reply saying that I'm not going to apologise and that I don't think it's appropriate of him to censor free speech in this way, and it'll be interesting to see how he responds.
Thank you very much.